go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're visiting with Ann Corcoran of Refugee Resettlement Watch. This is really an indispensable resource if you're interested in this issue, and if you're not interested in this issue, you're not paying attention. That's for sure. I understand Sean Hannity did a major takeout on this piece yesterday, Ann, and I'd like to think that with his help, as well as your own, of course, and that of many others, we are going to arouse the American people to the dangers for this country, not just for others. But you were talking about this process where groups have every incentive to bring more and more and more of these folks, whether they can assimilate or not, whether they have any intention of assimilating or not. And by and large, very shortly after they're getting here, transferring the burden of their care and maintenance to local communities. How has that worked in your own experience and more broadly across the country?
Well, let me just say that once the contractor, and I keep calling them contractors, I should say the State Department objects vehemently to them being called contractors. They say they have signed agreements, not contracts, which I think is a very fine distinction there. But anyway, these contractors are basically take care of these refugees for just a few months, get them all signed up for things as we've discussed, and then they move on to the next batch. They also get many other grants from the federal government for all sorts of other programs that they run for these refugees. For example, there are even groups called ethnic community self-help groups, which are basically the Somali community of name that city, that we actually fund them to form a group just for themselves. I call them like mini acorns, where they form a group just for Somalis in a particular city, and they help the Somalis get their stuff. It's not even a multicultural thing. It's a single ethnic thing.
And when you see this taking place, that the handoff is effected, what happens when the communities balk at what's being done without much input or say-so by them?
Right. One of the things I should stress to your listeners is that you will get no warning that this program is coming to your town. There's no advance notice. There's nothing in it. The only way that you will find out, people ask me all the time, well, how do I know if it's going to come to my town? Well, the only way you'll find out if somebody slips, somebody involved in the process lets the cat out of the bag. Usually it's some agency that wants to brag that they're going to be seeing Syrian refugees coming soon. But so the bottom line is what's happened is that where people are getting wind in advance, they're forming what are called pockets of resistance. And I use that phrase only because that's what the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement called any of us who had concerns about the program. Even here in Hagerstown, if it hadn't been killed back in 2007, we would be called a pocket of resistance just for asking questions. Pockets of resistance are forming throughout the United States. They're doing great work. The people are pulling together information in their communities, and they're starting to ask the contractors, plus their own elected officials, why are we doing this? Well, how is this helping our town?
And, you know, Ann, what I'm struck by is this effort being made by the Obama administration that has characterized Americans who are standing up for, well, America, their communities in America, the American character of their communities, are now rebranding these individuals that they're seeking to foist on us, not as immigrants, not as refugees, but as New Americans. Talk a little bit about this New Americans initiative and how it's operationalized as well.
Right. Obama has started something called the Task Force for New Americans. And the idea is to, and I heard them discussing this in 2013, but I didn't understand the full import of it at the time. That's when I heard about the pockets of resistance the first time. They literally show on the screen, and when I say they, a group called Welcoming America, which Obama has hired, which the Obama administration has hired to get our minds right on this. A little plant growing out of soil on the screen, and they say that the immigrants are the new Americans, are the seedlings, and we are the soil. But the soil is to change. We are to change, not the immigrants to change to assimilate to us and our culture, but we are supposed to change. And that was the whole idea behind that. Obama is putting all sorts of things in place, including special housing initiatives and so on and so forth, to diversify every town in America.
And if you don't like it, I guess there's sort of two recourses that this New Americans Initiative has. One is sort of inducing you to, as you say, get your head right. And the alternative is to punish you. Give us a flavor of some of the means by which the sort of coercive pressure of the government can be brought to bear.
Well, most towns have come to depend on HUD money for building housing and all sorts of things. So they'll just take it away if you don't have enough diversity. There's going to be an examination, a demographic examination of your town to see how diverse you are. And then you will be rewarded if you're sufficiently diverse, and you will be not rewarded with government grants and so on and so forth if you're insufficient in the diversity area. It is really, he is changing America by changing the people, literally. I mean, this man has really, really, many of us say, oh, well, he didn't do this, he couldn't accomplish that. He's accomplished an enormous amount. And do we think that most of these Republican candidates, if they win election, are going to undo any of this Obama stuff? I doubt it.
As he said, he was about the fundamental transformation of America, and a key element of that strategy, it certainly seems, through the refugee resettlement program and other techniques, and Corcoran, has been to change the population, change the demographics of our society. Could you also describe a sort of working hypothesis of mine, at least, and whether you see this applying, that the locations in which these refugees are being deposited seem to have some correlation to an interest the administration and for that matter, these leftist volags and the philanthropies that often back them up in the private sector all have in changing the representation of those communities. Do you see that correlation, Ann Corcoran?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it seems to me that they're targeting districts that have been traditionally red districts or red states. I mean, heck, Texas is the number one resettlement state. I mean, they said a few years ago they were going to turn Texas blue. And even when I think back on my district here, which was Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, we would have been the last place on earth you would think would be the best place to bring a bunch of third world refugees. We're very conservative, very insular community, but they're going to change that. Then we've got St. Cloud, Minnesota, that's now swamped with Somali Muslims, and that was Michelle Bachmann's district. And then we have the new place, which is Spartanburg, South Carolina, which is Trey Gowdy's district. It seems that there is a pattern to this, to where they're putting them. I mean, rural Idaho now with this Twin Falls area, yeah, there's definitely a pattern. I've never sat down and been able to put it all together, but there seems to be a pattern.
And Ann, in closing, just if you were to have a short, crisp warning to Americans about what is coming to this country in light of what's been happening in Europe, what would it be and what would you recommend they do?
This is, in my view, the most important issue that America probably will ever face since its founding, and that is this issue of immigration, how many we bring, where they're coming from, and I fully believe that we need to have a moratorium on immigration right now, until people who are already here begin to assimilate. I can't emphasize enough, this is the most important thing for your children and grandchildren right now.
That is the goal of legislation that has just been introduced by Representative Brian Babin of Texas. Legislation I think we all ought to get behind. Ann Corcoran, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Thank you very much for this time and for your extraordinary work at Refugee Resettlement Watch. Congratulations again on your viral rock star success with your video on refugee resettlement and the Hijra to America. Keep up the good work. Come back to us again very soon, as will, I hope, the rest of you. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.